Hello dear student, in last module of why do we fall ill, we already discussed that disease caused by microorganism like virus, bacteria, fungi, protozoa and some worms, cholera, tetanus, typhoid, diphtheria, pneumonia are caused by bacteria, while polio, common cold, influenza, measles, chickenpox and AIDS are caused by virus. Protozoan also cause diseases like amoebic dysentery and malaria. But there are a means of spread of disease, especially infectious disease. Infectious disease spread from infected person to healthy person through air, water, food, vector, physical contact and sexual contact. So number one, through air, generally common cold, tuberculosis, pneumonia. Disease spread through water, that is cholera, amoebic dysentery. Through vector, like mosquito, malaria, dengue. And through flies, typhoid, tuberculosis, diarrhea, dysentery, etc. Through sexual contact, the disease like STDs, like syphilis, AIDS, all these are transmitted. Regarding AIDS, AIDS virus can also spread through blood transfusion and mother to child during pregnancy, but not spread by just shaking hand, hugging the people or sitting with them. These are just myth that it is, if we talk to some person who is having HIV AIDS, so we may also get, but it is not true. How the disease transmitted? Through air. Air transmitted diseases are easier to catch the closer we are to the infected person. However, in close area, the droplets nuclei recirculate and pose the risk to everybody. Overcrowded and poorly ventilated housing is therefore a major factor in spread of airborne disease. Disease are also transmitted through water. This occur if excreta from someone suffering from the infectious gut get mixed with water. Example, cholera get mixed with drinking water used by the people living nearby. The cholera causing microbe will enter into the new host through water they drink and cause disease in them. Such a disease are much more likely to spread in the absence of safe supply of drinking water. Disease are also spread by physical contact or sexual contact. We already discussed that syphilis and AIDS are transmitted through sexual contact. Every disease target some organ or one or more organ. So these are classified as organ specific and tissue specific manifestation. Disease causing microbe enter into the body by different means, already we discussed: air, water, physical contact, sexual contact, etc., and goes to different organ and tissue. Microbes which enter through the nose, most likely they will go to the lungs. Example, bacteria which cause tuberculosis of lung. Microbes which enter through mouth are likely to go to the gut. Example, bacteria which cause typhoid, or they affect the liver, like bacteria which cause jaundice. Virus which cause AIDS enter through sexual organ during sexual contact or during transfusion of blood using same needle, infected needle, like that. The spread of such disease through lymph to all part of the body and damage immune system. Malaria causing microbes, that is Plasmodium, entering through mosquito bite, mosquito is a vector, will go to the liver and then it go to the RBC, red blood cell. The virus causing Japanese encephalitis, that is also called brain fever, will similarly enter through the mosquito bite and it infects the brain. So it means these disease causing microbes affect any organ or tissue in our body. In addition to this tissue specific effect of infectious disease, there will be other common effect too. Most of the common effect depend on the fact that the body immune system is activated in response to infection. An active immune system recruit many cell to the affected tissue to kill off the disease causing microbes. This recruitment process is called inflammation. As a part of this process, there are local effects such as swelling and pain and general effects such as fever. If the number of microbes is very small, the disease manifestation may be minor or even unnoticeable. But if the number of the same microbes is large, the disease can be severe enough to be life-threatening. The immune system is a major factor that determines the number of microbes surviving in the body. So this is all about diseases and its means of spread of diseases.